You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's your favorite Theo, Al Cinchon, filling in for C-Back. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Big Zoo behind the glass. How you do, Big Zoo?
What do you do, brother? We're cooking tonight. Let's get it going.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, the Mets had an opportunity to come home off a sweep versus the Braves. Didn't get it done. Pete Alonso had a horrible series. The Yankees, well, save face after being embarrassed at home in the Bronx, losing 8 in a row total this season to the Red Sox, and snapped that losing streak, finally, and beat the Red Sox. Carlos Rodon, who I call Carlos Rodon't, but I got to be fair. Have to be fair. Since the middle of April, he's 13-4 with a 2.86 ERA. 3-0, 2.66, his last four starts, 13 walks, got to get that under control, 16 Ks, a batting average against, 167. Carlos Rodon, I hate to admit it, has been fantastic. Now, I worry about him in big games, and last night was a big game. He came up big, got into a jam, Luke Weaver bailed him out. And for the Yankees, this is the recipe. Going into the season, they thought it would be. Starter goes 6, Weaver, inning or 2, Devin Williams, game over. Well, we all know how Devin Williams imploded this season. And since the Astros series, the debacle, 6 1/3 innings, 0 runs given up, 2 hits, and he's striking out 15 of his last 22 batters. That's amazing. He looked electric last night versus Boston. He looks like his confidence is starting to come back. And the recipe's there. Get your starter to 6. Weaver, Williams, and Bednar. That's the recipe for the Yankees' success right there. Yes, even in a time when starting pitchers only go 5 innings. Now, Carlos Rodon this season, and he leads the major leagues in this, by the way. 26 of his 27 starts, 5-plus innings, leads the league. That's what you want from your top-line pitcher. That's what you want from a starting pitcher, period. Trust me, I know. Watching my Mets, I don't even think a starter can get to 5 innings. Getting to 5 is like pitching a complete game. But for the Yankees, that was a must-win. A must-win game, considering everything that's been said the last 24 hours, myself included. And I'm still sticking by it. Unless the Yankees win the World Series, it's time to clean house top to bottom. I'm sticking by that. Sticking by that. Especially if the brain farts continue, as we've gone over this numerous times during the season. Numerous times with Aaron Boone as the manager. Numerous times with Brian Cashman running the show. Now, that's a Volpe benched. Yankee fans have been clamoring for that, wanting that. It happened. Caballero starts at short. Ironically, Volpe comes in for defensive replacement. And this dude leads the league, the American League, in errors, 17. Don't get me, he's won a gold glove. That seems like 25 years ago. Seems like 25 years ago. He's also won for his last 20 years, we discussed on the last show. Horrible. So he sat down yesterday. He's going to sit down today. We'll see what happens later on versus the Nationals in the series as the season goes on. And with this stretch of games for the Yankees, the next 7 games before they play their daddies, the Astros, and their newly appointed daddies, the Blue Jays, that 12-game stretch that we talked about, at Astros, then home for the Jays, home for the Tigers, and then go to Boston for 12. But before that, you have the three games with the Nationals and four games with the White Sox. This is get fat time. This is get right time. I said last night, last night, the Yankees in this stretch, minimum 5-2. Minimum. I'm even saying 6-1. But the Yankees, during these next seven games, versus the Nationals and the White Sox, 5-2 minimum. And the big bad Yankees, I'm going 6-1. And you look at the probable starters for the, you got Lord versus Schlittler. I said it right. Mackenzie Gore versus Luis Gil.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And Max Fried is going Wednesday day game. You better sweep the Nationals. You better sweep the Nationals. You're home. You finally ended the losing streak versus Boston. It's time to get your asses in gear and handle your business before that that tough 12-game stretch that we've gone over for the Yankees in the upcoming schedule after the four-game series in Chicago versus the White Sox. Now, a couple of bad things. What the hell happened? Ryan McMahon is, you know, this upgrade. Fielding-wise, sure, he's an upgrade. But since August 1st, he's batting 143, four hits, two RBIs, and three runs in his last 10 games. Now, if you go back, 20 games since July 25th, he's batting 200, 12 hits, one home run, five RBIs, seven runs. He stinks at the plate. He stinks. Fielding-wise, sure. Gold glove, no question at third. But his bat, whole nother story. You know, when I saw the Yankees hitting these home runs last night, like, well, they're going to win. It's home run derby. It's all or nothing with this Yankee team. Smack a bunch of home runs or get shut down. Trent Grisham, two homers. Jazz Chisholm, two homers. He's got five homers, I believe, in his last 12 games. But coming up right now, this stretch for the Yankees, it is get fat time. There's no way in hell the Yankees should come out these next seven games versus the Nationals and the White Sox finishing in the 500. No seven games. 3-4, 2-5. If that happens, and then you have that tough 12-game stretch coming up when you have, again, the daddies, the Astros, the new daddies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and your other daddies this season, the Red Sox, you're going to be in trouble. Now, looking at the playoff standings right now, the Red Sox still the top spot, Yankees right behind them, and the Mariners are third. The Royals are three back, and the Rangers are 4.5 back. I don't trust the Guardians or whatever. The Rangers can get out their own way. The Royals, we'll see what happens. They're 7-3 in their last 10. Can they keep up that pace? We'll find out. But to me, it's two teams, the Royals and the Rangers, that can get the wild card spot. Again, I don't believe in the Guardians. They've gone through a lot this season. To stay afloat has been amazing for them, considering they lost their closer and the whole scandal that's gone on with gambling. I mean, these athletes are stupid. You're willing to risk your career for a parlay to help your boys out, as Michael Porter Jr. said, another idiot when it comes to he can't keep his mouth shut. His brother dealing with, you know, with getting arrested, and then he has the nerve to say, you know, well, if I could help my boys out and get paid, you know, blah, blah, blah. Stupid. Just stupid. And he's in New York right now in Brooklyn. Good luck with him this year, Net fans. But back to the Yankees. This is an important stretch, man. These seven games. No excuses. No excuses not to finish 5-2 versus these two teams. Three versus the Nationals and four versus the White Sox. Because if they don't, if they 3-4, 2-5, with that 12-game stretch coming up, they are in trouble. Luke Weaver has been a godsend for this Yankee team. godsend. You could put him in the sixth, in the seventh, in the eighth, in the ninth. It's a Swiss Army knife for the Yankee bullpen. Swiss Army knife of that Yankee bullpen. Fernando Cruz will come back, which will add more depth to this bullpen. Depth. Depth. I know. Shout out to my boy Gallo. I heard he's had some issues with that word. I'm going to bust his chops on Thursday when we do the show. When we do the show. 888-808-1019. What are your thoughts, Yankee fans, that winning this game versus Boston give you positive vibes? You're back in? Or, it's whatever. Boston still kicks our asses. 2-8. Talk to me when we play the real teams in the league. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.